Hey, thank you so much and welcome to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And it is our great pleasure to welcome on Fridays, as we always do in the first hour, the film critic and Hollywood insider, Jan Wall. How you doing, Janie?
I am doing great. I have an amazing recommendation for you that everybody can see in December.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing that.
I can't wait.
All right.
And we have Jack Jones today. The Love Boat. Hey.
We've been expecting you. Yes, that'll be at 9:40. Let's go to our first guest who joins us from La Belle France. It is Nathalie Lhermitte. And she is going to be...
Nathalie.
Sorry?
Go ahead.
Our first guest is joining us from France. It is Nathalie Lhermitte, and she is with the show Pee Off, the show, which is going to be at the Herbst Theater. Nathalie, thank you for joining us. What part of France are you calling from?
In fact, I'm in Burgundy.
Oh, Burgundy. Very, very nice.
Wow.
Yes, with great wine.
What city?
No kidding.
The city, I'm near a town quite famous, is Vézelay.
Vézelay, very good. All right, when I think of Edith Piaf, I think of course, the Marion Cotillard movie, and mm-hmm. when she was little doing the Marseillaise, you know, Marchand. For you, Edith Piaf, what does she mean to you, and not just the French people, but to you personally?
To me personally, is my biggest emotion. I was 4 years old, and I remember I took a record and I put it in my record player, and it was a shock. I was 4 years old, and I can remember that emotion. And I think that I'm doing some shows about Edith Piaf since 25 years now. And each time I go on stage, I go back to this emotion.
Mm. And is the emotion, this is Jan Wall, a huge Edith Piaf fan. Is this emotion despair or something negative, or is it positive? I mean, the thing about Edith Piaf is she fills us with so many emotions.
In fact, it wasn't a sad emotion, or it was something very, very deep, very strong. I was 4 years old and I didn't understand the meaning of the song, but I put the record on and on because it was something very strange. It made something very strange in my belly. It was very strange, and I kept it.
Mm-hmm. Let's explain to the audience what that record is. Can you just give a couple notes of it so people know?
Yes, I think so. I think that the emotion of Piaf is something very eternal and all around the world, we go mm-hmm. with this show. It's the mm-hmm. same thing. I think that she put like a seed in our soul.
Yes. That's a good way to put it. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and perhaps even in the young generation, it's a sort mm-hmm. of that the seed come from their parents, and they don't know about Edith Piaf, but they are. Something moving in their body, and it's
and
very
people who, yeah
mm-hmm. yeah
for,
yes
for
and
people
it's
who
very,
don't know this
mm-hmm. yes.
the song is Ma Vie en Rose, you know, da 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 da, da. You know, I don't want to do it to you, but I mean that song that she is known for. I just saw
yes.
a movie that has that song as a big theme song when the two people fall in love. So, this song is universal. It'll never die out, and it'll always be Edith Piaf.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why I want that the audience sing that song, because I strongly believe that all the songs of Edith Piaf, but even this one, belong to the audience.
Also, she has such a distinct sound to get that. I can kind of hear it. You're sort of gauged that way, but she's not easy to emulate, is she?
In fact, you can't. I think it's not possible to sing like Edith Piaf because she's the only one. Jean Cocteau, the great poet, used to say, before Edith Piaf, there was no Edith Piaf, but after Edith Piaf, there is no anymore Edith Piaf. She's the one and only. And what I'm going to achieve or to do is to be, not to do something. It's to be the songs, in fact, to be the meaning of the songs. It's what I'm going to do every night.
As we know from the film that, of course, won the Oscar and is an incredible movie, but we know that she had a life that was as colorful as the way she sings. Do you talk about her life in your show?
In fact, it's a sort of travel among her songs. It's a sort of it's not a concert, but it's you enter into the emotion and into the energy of Piaf with all these songs. The first part is more like the first part of the of her life in Paris in the street, and the second part it's more like Edith Piaf. When she was very known, it's a sort of trouble in France and the energy of France because she was so French, she was so in love with Paris, and she is we believe that in fact Edith Piaf is the meaning of France.
Well, she also. I remember the first time I went to the Père Lachaise Cemetery. It was to see Jim Morrison, but of course, Chopin is there and Marshall Nye, so she. It's fitting that that would be her final resting place, isn't it?
Yes, and in fact, in Père Lachaise, her place is full of flowers every day. Because the audience and people loves what she was and she was incredible because she had a very short life. She died in 47 years year old, but she had a lot of joy and a lot of sad, and she. In fact, Edith Piaf had the secret of life because she wanted to live the moment immediately, and she never cared about tomorrow, and she wanted to give everything she had at the moment she lived. She was incredible.
Well, we're out of time, but I want to make sure because she's on her way soon to this country. Nathalie Lhermitte, she will be in the Piaf the show. This will be at the Herbst Theater. One night only, Monday, November 6th. I think I think Jan, you're going to be at that one, aren't you?
I am so going. Oh my God, I wouldn't miss it.
Nathalie.
Oh my God, I'd love to watch French people cry too. So that'll be fun.
Merci beaucoup. Bonne chance.
Merci beaucoup.
All right, coming up next, more with Rick Tittle and Jan Wall. Come on back.